Hello.
Hello, this is Lewis from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I've already taken care of all that, yeah.
Very well. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
No, I've changed my status to Republican this year.
Understood. How likely are you to vote in this November's elections for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Well, I really don't know. I only go for myself. For myself, I'm going to say, they're listening good, but I'm getting by, you know. I have enough money to pay my mortgage and do what I need to do, I guess. So I guess I should say good, maybe. I don't know. I don't know about anybody else.
Well, since this would be for your area, would you say good, not good, poor, or excellent?
Well, I don't know. For me, I'm going to say good. I'm not going to say it's excellent, but it's good, you know.
Okay.
But,
and
you know.
Okay, when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors, than ever before. They care about helping people.
No, I'll say the first one that you said is probably applies more.
Got it. And next, mark your opinion of each of the following people in active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Understood. Lori Buckout.
I don't know who that is, so I probably shouldn't say. I don't know.
Understood. And Don Davis.
Don't know.
Understood. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden.
I know we've had him for 4 years, but he's unfavorable right now.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Understood. And if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
No, Trump, Republican, right now, yeah.
Okay. In this year's elections for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
If I had to choose today, I know Stein is a good person, and I don't know the other fellow, so I guess I'd vote for Stein, even though I'm Republican. I know he's a Democrat, but I really don't go for the, you know, the Democrat or Republican. It's the person that counts.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your answer. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, a Democrat, Lori Buckout, a Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
I don't really know about any one of them. So I don't know. I probably have to stick with Republican, but I don't even know him either. So
would you say in this answer, would you take Republican?
Yeah.
Or any other?
Yeah. I'll say Republican, even though I don't know him.
Understood. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes.
Okay. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or check cashing outlet?
Well, I think the check cashing outlets are poor for that purpose, but it's not mine, so I'm not going to worry. My son has it, and he's not liking the whole thing. He's going to hold off for a while before he does anything about it. But for me, I think the Coastal Credit Union is
so
the best place so far that I've dealt with.
So that's the one you consider to be your primary financial institution?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Understood.
The only one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand. Next, here are some statements about the records of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, what you consider. Now, this would be the first statement. Congress Davis successfully fought the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit union and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small businesses loans.
I think he's very favorable.
Like, in this case, very positive. Okay, understood.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans, because unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small business grow to create local jobs.
That's right. Yes. Very favorable for them.
Understood. Through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's educations, or emergency hospital bills. What would you consider in this statement?
Well, I think it would be favorable if he could do those things, if he does, you know. Mm-hmm. That's
would
it, favorable.
Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Oh, I see. Oh, positive, I think.
So very positive in this case or somewhat positive? We can continue.
Somewhat
next.
Positive.
Thank you. Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
What would you consider?
That's very favorable.
Understood. Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold on to their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies.
Well, I don't know if he's done that. I don't know anyone gotten into that position. But I'd say that if he was doing that and he says he is, then I guess he is. I'd say favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
I'll make it somewhat because I don't know.
Understood. Oh, not a problem, ma'am. And knowing that the broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Well, I guess it does that. I don't have internet, but I guess it's very favorable.
Thank you. And as a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Yeah, he's very favorable on that.
Thank you, ma'am. Don Davis fights for our arms, services, and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Sirmir Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted to pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior enlisted service members.
I don't know about that, but I think Davis knows what he's doing, so I'm going to say very favorable.
Understood. And Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Yeah, I'd say that's very favorable.
Understood. And Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, make sure your privacy is protected, and preserve credit card reward programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Well, I hope he does that, because so far, just recently, I've had two attempts to take money from my account. So I hope he does something with them. Bunch of crooks in this country trying to get away with things.
I understand that. In that case,
one here even sent a check that was a scam check. That, you know how they make it out? They make it look real and all that. Yeah. We need to get rid of those people.
In this case, for this statement, what would you consider? Is it very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, it's very positive.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran, and from a family of decorated veterans and retired Army colonel, who founded and successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on on all that information that you've heard about candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Buckout, the Republican?
I'll say Lori Buckout.
Lori Buckout.
Mm-hmm.
What is your gender?
A female. Elderly.
And could you please tell me, is your age between 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
Oh, 65 and up. I'm 88, as a matter of fact.
I understand, ma'am. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
No, I'm just white, Caucasian or whatever they call us, but I'm a white person.
And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
And you can answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Paramount Plus.
No.
YouTube TV.
No. I wish they didn't have YouTube. Yeah.
Oh. And what about ESPN Plus?
No, I have antenna TV, so I don't get that. I get WRAL and all those little ones, MeTV and COVID. What is it? COVID, not COVID, but
You can say no to the next ones if you don't know them, or yes if
okay.
you do, or if you watch shows. Fubo?
No.
A Hulu?
No.
Disney Plus?
No.
Peacock?
No.
And
I've heard
Sling
of them, but I haven't seen them. Okay.
Oh, so Sling TV, not either?
No. No.
I hear you. Well, in that case, this concludes our survey, ma'am, and I very much appreciate your time. Hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.